Begin the current daf Masechtas Yuma daf Pei Zayin. Begin Amud Beis. Begin the Teis Nasla. Begin with the Gemara. Vamar Rab. But Rab said Tefillos Arbas Rishos. That how could he say that it's going to fulfill that obligation if he says that Ma'ariv is not an obligation? It's only Rishos. So Teis says, and the Teis come to discuss this halacha if Ma'ariv is Rishos or not. Teis says Tame. It's a wonder. Because L'Rab, the Mitzvah Sabbath shows, according to Rab, that he says, as our different Maskal is quoting, that Ma'ariv is voluntary. If someone made a mistake, he didn't daven Ma'ariv. Okay, Mispal Shachar time, you daven two Shmoneh Esrei. It's the next time you have an opportunity in the morning. Why? Because then we don't sanctify the new month at nighttime, so therefore that's not a time that's integral to say Yalvi Yavai. Now, the inference is, Halav Hachi, but if not for that fact, then Machzirin, we would make him say over Ma'ariv. But Vamai, why? Typically, it falls over Shos. What do you mean? The whole Ma'ariv itself is voluntary. How could it even be possible, even with Mekadosh Chayitz Balailo, to have to say over Ma'ariv? So Ben Maridari says, Nehidr Shosi, you're right, although Rav says that it's voluntary, Ein Levat L'Bachinim, we don't just nullify, we don't void it for no reason. If not for some, meaning Rishus is only to the extent that if there's some other even passing mitzvah, or Ishara him yoni, the Perikam, the Shabbos, or he loosened his belt, as Gemara says in the first Perik Shabbat, after some obeys, that, you know, he already sat down to evening meal, so he remembers he didn't have Ma'ariv, but Allah is lemon shachin le, we don't make him go through that effort. So to begin, Olam Itasa the Yerushalmi. So to be ready, lay down in his bed, according to the Yerushalmi. Don't make him come down from his bed. But Stamazai, of course, everyone agrees that you have an obligation to have Ma'ariv. And yeah, you would have to even repeat it over. It's just that if there's some other pressing need, then we say that's for that we're calling it Rishos. And says Taisatayi, you should know this, because Kibin Yaakovin, the Tikkun of Yaakovin, who instituted it, like Tikkun of Atoli, obviously did not make it for nothing. We know Shachar Smicha Ma'ariv is from Mitzvah Yaakov. So obviously, it wasn't for nothing. But moreover, given the negative armor with the arm, since we know that also the equivalent is not only for the obits but also parallels the karbanis, where shachar tamid shol shachar, minchas tamid shol ben abayim, and ma'ariv is correlating to the limbs and the fats, hisham alam mektinim kol lail, which were brought up and sacrificed the whole entire night. So mehid lemak v'kapori, right? Although, and this is that mitlagang, this is that middle path that what we mean reshus over here. Although you're right, it's not integral like the shachar and mincha, but mekamaka mitzvah lahakter, it is a mitzvah to burn the emurim. So it follows Shabbos. Now, mitzvah, obviously, Ma'ariv is also a mitzvah. And therefore, although he calls it a Rishos, it's not difficult that you would have to say over Ma'ariv. But then, since it's a wonder, my parachacham. And also, that's also the first question that I said brought when he says, Tobalei spal arvis, mespal shachar shtayim. Yeah, you would have to daven shachar two times because Ma'ariv is somewhat of an obligation. But then Tosfos says, it's a wonder. My parachacha, what is the Gemara asking over here that, oh, Rav says that Ne'il is an item so it can fulfill your Ma'ariv obligation. On that, says the Gemara, I have a Rav Tosfos Abish Rishos, but what do you mean, a fulfills obligation? There's no obligation at all, it's only Rishos. But says Tosfos, I mean, we just explained, the Bechinim Elevatla, you don't nullify for nothing. So then you would have to say a Lashon HaBetura through Ne'ila. So what's the Gemara's question? On that, says Rishon, what you can say is the Ein Zeh Bechinam. That's not called for no reason. And therefore, so we don't have to say that Ne'ilah patters it. In other words, you wouldn't have a Ma'ariv anyway, even without Ne'ilah. That was the Gemara's question. Well, why isn't that called Bechinam? Because the night following Yom Kippurim. Mitzah L'Troyach, L'Hoch and Tzarchi Sud, there's mitzah to be involved and to put in the effort and prepare the meat for the meal. Because Matzah Yom Kippurim, that became Yom Tov, it's like a Yom Tov. Because the Mimimimimimimim, like we say in the Medrash, the Beyotzim Yom Kippurim, right after Yom Kippurim. Baskol Yitzis, Vimeris, Loch. By Meris, a heavenly voice comes out and says, "Leich echol b'simcha lachmecha, go eat your bread with joy." That's what we explained. Shein levat lebechinam. Oh, so that's what Tais says. So therefore, that's why that was the Gemara's question. Because yeah, even without Ne'ilah, what's Rav saying? It patters. It's Rishus, and it's not bechinam because it's somewhat of a yamtim. So you have to be busy preparing the food and not have any mar. Now, so says Gemara's perushin, like we explained, shein levat lebechinam, that we don't just not have mar for no good reason. According to Rav, the holds the Ma'ariv is Rishos. Sounds like this is the Yerushalmi in Brachas Perek Tefillas Hashachar. The Ma'ariv is Tefillas Chayivah. That the Yerushalmi says that according to the one who holds Ma'ariv is an obligation, ain't Tefillas Ne'ilah Patrasa. So then Ne'ilah will not exempt it. Madam Rishos, according to one that says Rishos, Tfilas Ne'ila, Poitrasa, then Ne'ila will exempt it. Mashmet sounds like a Bechinam, even according to Madam Rishos, but for no reason, in Levatla, you would not stam not daven Ma'ariv. Now, Taisa points out, although definitely the Yerushalmi is disagreeing with the Bavli on this point, because the Gemara Didan, in our Gemara, and the Bavli, Mashmet the Rav, it sounds like that according to Rav, that the Gemara is saying that he's only saying according to the one that holds his obligation. But according to one that says voluntary, you would not need another tefillah like Ne'ilah to exempt it. And the Yerushalmi is saying that it's just if Ne'ilah would exempt it or not would depend on B'tzchei B'Rishos, but Rishos would require another tefillah like Ne'ilah to exempt it. But we could compare them, then we most definitely should compare them. And that's the idea that we see from the Yerushalmi, that regarding Ma'ariv, you don't just not daven for no good reason. Although there you'll need Ne'ilah. Here, we didn't say you need Ne'ilah. You have to have like somewhat of a Tzar Chisuda. But Al Kapam, you see this idea that even though it's Rishos, in Levat Lechinam. Now, Ubahag in the Balachas Kedelas Pirish Gabi Imekach in the Sechidish Balayla. He explains that we had asked that, what do you mean, why do you need to say? Because you don't sanctify the month at nighttime, even if it would be, but Ma'ariv is Rishos. So why would you have to daven over? So he says, no, Avagav the 12 Shabbos Rishos, although Ma'ariv is Rishos, keeping the Shabbi Lechayva. But once the people made davening Ma'ariv an obligation, so Shabbat dami, then it is like somewhat of an obligation. Allah Chitzarach Lehutami, therefore the Gemara needed that reasoning of the Makach Nachaj Balayla, but since you're not Makach Nachaj at nighttime, so even someone that was Makabal on himself, that the Rishos of Ma'ariv, he made it like an obligation, so you would think if he forgot Yavi Yavi, he would have to go back. That's the Gemara says no, because Makach Nachaj Balayla. But says Taisim Ein earlier does not seem to be correct according to the Ri. Because the Amper comes in the Shabbat Gemara, says in the first bank in Shabbat Lamanda, Matvos, Abbas Rishos, according to the one that says that Ma'ariv is Rishos. Once he opens up his belt already, which is how they used to eat in Bavel, we don't make him go through the effort anymore. Now, it sounds like, but if he didn't open up his belt, it would make him go through the effort to have Ma'ariv. Abish Lois Bal Klal, even though that the person didn't daven at all, meaning, and he's not someone who accepted it as a chayva, why Ma'ariv is Rishos? Why be matrichim to daven? V'chitim, if you're going to say that what the bag had in mind was that kibin shesbal b'shar leilois, but since he davens it all other nights, shabi lechayva, what do you mean? He's making it like a chayva on himself. It's because these are really two different ways of explaining what does it mean, shabi lechayva. But yeah, since every other night he davens. So therefore he would be obligated, even though it's Rishos. And therefore, if he didn't open his belt, yeah, he would have to daven. But if that's the case, am I itzach l'shnu yehocha? Then why did Gemara have to answer over here? The Rav to answer the question. This it says that Ne'ilah is going to exempt Ma'ariv. It's only he was going according to the one who holds that Ma'ariv is a chayva. What do you mean? Lame, you could say dafil today. The Sfilah Rishos, even according to his opinion, that holds no Ma'ariv is Rishos. But keeping the shavla chayva b'shalel, since he made it obligatory from other nights, so chayva he lavei. Therefore, it's an obligation on him. About tefillah mitzvah, you need some what about tefillah, whether it be Ma'ariv or Ne'ilah. Okay, near because the breaches rather seems like we explain that the resolution to the contradiction is like the way that we explain that, yeah, even if it's Rishos, we're just not Mavatlet for no good reason. Finnick says about the beginning with the Gemara, Mispal Sheva, Yidavin, seven brachas, Main Shemaina Esrei, brachas, like an abridged version of the Shemaina Esrei that we have. Now, it sounds like that's the appropriate way to do it, which sounds not like Rashi, that only because, you know, the people are worn out from Yom Kippurim. So Pirush Rashbam explains, Taima, what's the reason? Since he's still fasting, so it's on some level like Yom Kippur. Therefore, once you're going to make seven brachas, you're going to have like a Yom Tov davening. But since L'maisa, the day already passed and it's already a weekday, you have to daven like an abridged version of Shema Nesu. So somewhere in the middle, partly like Yom Tov, seven brachas, and partly like weekday, which are the 18, 19 brachas of the Amidah.